Hello and welcome to this special nightly Master Red Charizard TCG and Pokemon podcast. I'm your host, Rafi Vodkin. Now today, I won't be able to raise my voice or anything because I'm having a little bit of congestion. But we do have Ho-Oh over here flying around for good luck. And we have Mila the Cat, my first Pokemon that I chose, here with us today. Now, I will be doing that often today. Now, last episode, we looked at Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire and went through a bunch of games. We went to Fire Red, Leaf Green. We talked about Diamond, Pearl, Platinum. We talked about Black and White. We talked about Super Black. Well, Black and White too. Then we talked about Pokemon X and Y. We left at talking about how they're based on different regions, one Japan and then going into France and into NYC. Go ahead, check out the prior episode. You're gonna need to subscribe. It's only $2 a month. Check out, and you'll be able to see all of the Master Red Charizard TCG Pokemon podcasts, including lots of video content of me building a Charizard deck throughout this Sword and Shield era throughout this year. Please go ahead and check it out. Now, on this episode, we'll be talking about, we'll be reading from again the magazine, The Ultimate Guide to Pokemon. Pick this up at your local Barnes and Noble. We're gonna read about Sun and Moon. Then we're gonna read about Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee. And then we'll end today with Shield, Sword and Shield, all right? And then after that, our next episode, we'll go into the dark side of Pokemon. We'll be looking into the comic books. All right. So, this the title of the story is The Invigorating. We got some lighting issues here. Perfect. Invigorating Tropical Escape. So, Invigorating Tropical Escape. Oh, wow. What a nice name that is. We're going to start off with our code cards. Brilliant Stars, 47D, 6G. Sorry, guys. 47D, 6TPX, QVH, QMJ. Ooh, let's see the lighting right there. There we go. Yeah, see that? Capture it. Just don't get my face in there. So check it out. That is the code of the day. Brilliant Stars. Brilliant Stars. Brilliant. I've been giving these away. I bought a lot of them. That's the reason why I have so many of them. I love it so much. I got my V-Star Charizard from there. It's all the ultimate. I will not sell it. Sorry, guys. He's happy. Vegeta's happy there. So yeah, go ahead, use that pull card and subscribe. All right, Master Red, Charizard TCG and Pokemon Podcast, fam. Looks like, yeah, my recording stopped for a second, kind of randomly, but it looks like we're continuing it on. So, yeah, so last time we ended up doing, what it was it? Pokemon X and Y. All right, now we're gonna go ahead and start reading about Sun and Moon. It says the invigorating tropical escape. Volcanoes, better combat moves, and grass skirts are the order of the day in the Generation VII games. You tell me what that says. Pokemon Sun and Moon by Steve Polak. I'm just a reading teacher. I don't know other things like VII, I guess. Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon are both set on the island nation of Alola.
If that sounds to you like aloha and you guess the game is inspired by Hawaii, give yourself a gold star because that is exactly the case. The upshot of this is the games look great with lots of beaches, leafy vegetation, and all the accoutrements of an island paradise. There are plenty of tropically themed Pokemon for you, such as Mila the cat, to get to know, and even old school Pokemon like the incredibly tall Exeggutor have new Alola forms that fit in perfectly. However, the games, which were released in November 2016 and sold 16 million copies worldwide, aren't just about the window dressing. Sun and Moon feature retooled combat menus that make understanding your strategy far easier. Plus, the developers have come up with many new types of challenges, like trials. Some trials are scavenger hunts, puzzles, or memory games, and this helps add more of a genuine role-playing game element. There are still plenty of traditional Pokemon capture and combat opportunities, too. We like the new one-shot Z combat moves, which would often finish a fight. Mila, I'm going to teach you a Z move right now. You could just break down that door, no problem. Mila's literally staring at me right now. I think she needs to be a part of the show. Hey. Welcome to Master Red, the Mila and Charizard TCG Pokemon Podcast. I'm your host, Mila's owner. And this show is brought to you by Mila. She'll be right here. Special guest appearance by the cat who wants to get outside. Special guest appearance by my number one Pokemon right here, my live Pokemon. Say hi, Mila. She's not looking. She's not looking. There you are. There you are. That is Mila the cat making an appearance. Oh man, you are warm. You're a warm one. You're sitting here. All right. So Mila the cat keeping us warm with her meows. Making an appearance. All right, so there is Litten in Alola, and I really do like Litten. And I don't like the idea of evolving him all the way up to Incineroar. Toracat looks pretty cool. Anyways, so that's for all you cat lovers out there. So let's continue here. The games, which were released in 2016 and sold 16 million copies worldwide, aren't just about the window dressing. Sun and Moon featured retooled combat menus that make understanding your strategy far easier. Plus, the developers have come up with many new types of challenges, like trials. So we were there. Using the memory games, it helps add more of a genuine role-playing game element. There are still plenty of traditional combats. We talked about the Z combat moves. We're going to teach you that one, Mila. Your shadowy adversaries, Team Skull. Oh, there she goes. She's ready to learn a new move. And are also roaming about the island, making pests of themselves. It's an interesting use of verbiage right there. And you'll often stop them harassing locals. The game kicks off with you playing as a kid who has moved from the Pokemon Heartland of Kanto to the Alola Island of Mele Mele, where you meet with the bare chested Professor Kukui. This man never wearing a shirt. What's his deal? Might be. Oh, I think we just knocked out. Ho-Oh. We just knocked out Ho-Oh's wings, and Ho-Oh's trying to attack me. Ho-Oh's trying to. Too bad you're new. Too bad you're held up there, buddy. So poor Ho-Oh lost his wings. I'm gonna have to glue that on. It's been, I've had it for so long and I still haven't glued. I haven't had the idea of gluing it on, so stop breaking on me. But there we are. Just breaking things a little bit at a time. Anyways, you guys are what matters. So let's get back to it. So it kind of reminds you, if you've ever seen the Alola region in Ash's story in on the Pokemon show. You can even catch it on Pokemon TV. He goes from Kanto and he goes through various trials in that season. Think it's made of two or three seasons. So that's what that does, the game does. We have Kukui in there. We're going to be releasing our Pokemon Mila to the wild. She thinks she knows enough moves and she's ready to move on. So let's do it. Advertising, 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 make money. Advertising, advertising. I make money. No advertising here, just entertainment. Okay, so let's continue. All right, just worried a wild Houndoom would come after Mila. I don't know, hopefully she evolves into a Torracat soon. Let's continue off with this time around. So it's talking about the bare-chested Kukui, right? And then we have Alola's warmer climate affects some Pokemon with 18 critters developing Alolan forms. Professor Kukui and Team Skull Festival Plaza is where players meet up for battles and trades. So we have Kukui on there. You see the bare-chested man. Where my arrow is? Right there. With the hat. And we have a Team Skull there. The male and female Team Skull. All there just to ruin your day as you're trying to go about collecting Pokemon. So, this time around, you start a Pokemon or a Goofy. A Pokemon magazine. Calling Pokemon Goofy. Interesting. Should have been the writer of this. Goofy seal-like creature called Popplio. As well as a bow tie wearing owl known as Rowlet, and an angry looking feline called Litten, aka Mila. These three are just a start, with 81 new Pokemon making their debut. Where are we? In Pokemon Sun and Moon, your critters aren't as center stage as before, as the puzzles and challenges really don't involve much of their input. To readdress this, the new Pokeride feature sees your Pokemon helping you move about, as certain creatures assist you in reaching particular regions that are otherwise off limits to you. This looks like you can ride Pokemon and fly around with them and stuff like that. If you played Scarlet, you kind of do it on one Pokemon on Koridon. If you play Let's Go Pikachu, we'll move on into that. You kind of know what's the deal there. So those of you who like Pokemon combat and lots of it may find the extra diversions on offer here a bit a drawback. We'd advise giving it a try though, as the various challenges and the way you battle with bosses can pop up anywhere. Mean generation VII's Pokemon Sun and Moon always feel fresh and unpredictable. All right. A trip back to Alola, Alola, everybody. The new direction for Pokemon worked, and rebooted versions of the games, Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, followed in 2017. The new releases, which were the last mainline Pokemon games for the Nintendo 3DS, feature enhanced animation and new beach locations, and you can even see wild Pokemon wandering about in the backgrounds from time to time. The games include an alternate storyline, and Team Skull fades away as some of its members redeem themselves. Mantine Surf allows players to surf across the region seas, and there are five new Pokemon to play with: Zoroark and Ultimate Beast Poipole, Naginadol, Stakataka, and Blacephalon. Ultra Moon and Ultra Sun also have a photography feature that allows you to take happy snaps with your Pokemon. So, Blacephalon is at the top. The Pokemon at the top there, you see that the one with the colorful dots and stuff. Those are some new Pokemon there. And then look at that, a Zeraora right there. And the big block. That's still what the other Pokemon are talking about. All right, guys. That is Sun and Moon and Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. Go ahead and check those out. Next, starring Pikachu. Whoa, where are you? And Eevee. Pikachu. We're gonna have our next topic. Let's go, Pikachu. Let's go, Eevee. Okay, let's do it. The classic Pokemon Yellow gets some high-tech Nintendo Switch lovin' in these remakes by Stephen Pollack. Charm is something that can't be explained by mathematical equations. I like that start. You either have it or you don't. Luckily, both Pikachu and Eevee exude charisma in these, the first traditional Pokemon format games released on a console. We don't count duds like Hey You, Pikachu on the N64. That was a pretty good one. Had a little short stint, but Hey You, Pikachu was pretty cool. You could call Pikachu over and he'll talk to you, Pika Pika, let's continue. Both Switch games, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, take you back to the much-loved original stomping ground of Kanto. And that you get a lot of that sniffing. It's a much loved original stomping ground of Kanto, and it's a joy to spend more some time there again. Experienced players will love the way so many familiar sights from Pokemon Yellow have been given the Switch treatment, and as a result, they all look amazing. They look good. Trying to get away from Mike. Celadon City. Oh, I love Celadon City. Pallet Town and Lavender Town resemble the original locations, so longtime fans will enjoy reminiscing. Yeah, definitely. This game brought me back, Pokemon Go, and it brought me back to Pokemon franchise, and then Pokemon Let's Go brought me into the Switch. What a win for them! They're just like fishing. They caught me. I'm at like by then I'm like mid-20s. And then they got me all the way in my 30s doing a podcast. There you go. Okay, good on you, Pokemon. Keep going. Professor Oak is once again on hand to introduce you and a friend who becomes your rival to the task of catching and recruiting Pokemon, collecting badges, and making your way to the top of the Pokemon League. That's right. It's not just a recreation of Yellow though. It's actually more because you could combine with your game and Pokemon Go, and also some things like riding different Pokemon in Yellow don't happen in this one. You're riding only Pikachu is the one that takes your places, flying, surfing, breaking boulders, etc. You don't need to give HM moves to variety Pokemon in order to use them, for example. So I'm guessing I'll probably talk about that, but when we look at the picture on the top, it's showing where we Eevee and Pikachu. Trying to get better at that. Let's go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee take us back to Generation 1 with their downsized rosters of Pokemon. Could these two get any cuter? You can connect to the Pokemon Go app to bring Pokemon over from Kanto. Yeah. It's really nice. I wish you could do it vice versa, though. The process is different, though. See, to make your way to the top of the Pokemon League. The process is different, though. For a start, you can use the motion control of the Switch to throw the Pokeball and capture a monster. Yeah, it's really cool. So you don't do battles like in Yellow, Red, or Blue. you whenever you counter Pokemon, you have to use a switch. You can do that, and you could throw a Pokemon. Some I have the Pokeball, so that's pretty cool. You could actually do the motion if you have kids. You do the motion of the Pokeball as if you're actually throwing a ball, and make sure you're moving on time. So it's really good. It encourages movement too. So it was back when the Switch came out, and they were trying to emphasize how the Switch is different, how we can use it outside of just being a console, and how you could use it to encourage movement. Let's get back to this. For a start, you can use the motion control of the Switch to throw the Pokeball and capture a monster. As every Pokemon Go player will tell you, that is satisfying when successful, but the downside is that the action doesn't always feel as accurately calibrated as it should. I mean, you kind of have to figure it out. You have to put your Switch in the right location, figure out your throw, things like that. Takes a winner to catch this Pokemon, my friend. Can also play in a handheld mode and catch your Pokemon without flailing your arms about, which works fine, but just isn't as much fun. You can move it around and boom. I mean, it depends. I mean, if you're frustrated with throwing the ball, I mean, I guess just do it that way. The game, the music, and everything else, and encountering Pokemon is really exciting. Pikachu and Eevee are your starting Pokemon, and they pack a punch that makes them feel a little overpowered for the challenge that are faced. You can dump them or keep them as you recruit others. The choice is yours. Balance is an issue in these 2018 releases. Undoubtedly, Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee were developed to bring new players into the Pokemon world, and they do this with aplomb. That is a great use of a word never seen before. Aplomb. A plumber developed that word. That word just stopped me. I think I'm malfunctioning right now. A plumb. Okay. All right. Just use balance as an issue. new players into the Pokemon world, and they do this with a plumb. However, if you have mastered the basic combat dynamic of the game, it isn't until you finish the main quest and can take on master trainers in the bonus and matches that your skills will be properly tested. Yeah. So, all the masters, by the way, you have to have Pokemon over level 85 in order to beat the masters in each one. And so you have to basically, there was like a Charizard master, there's a Venusaur master of every type of Pokemon, every Pokemon there is. And you have to find them all at the end of the game. With the thing of beating them. So it's really hard because you have to train those Pokemon. And getting EV points isn't as easy in the older generations. So you have to train all your Pokemon basically to level 85 or above, or have like and have super effective moves against the same Pokemon. So like, let's say you have Charizard, you should probably have a Thunder Punch, and then the opponent's is going to use a super effective move against you. So it's really, really difficult. So you have to really train your Pokemon and make sure you have the right moves. So let's get back into this. Co-op play is a great new addition. It's good. As friends can just pick up a controller and join in. This is a terrific option if older players want to introduce Pokemon to their kids and would like to guide them through the basics of combat. Yeah. Not all is polished though. The inventory and Pokemon selection systems are really cumbersome and use very low resolution sprites too, which is disappointing. And, well, it's the low resolution sprites is kind of like a throwback to the old Pokemon games. Minor blemishes aside, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee make fun, if somewhat lightweight experiences. Yeah, you're gonna have a good time flying around, listening to various music. It never gets too serious, unless you're trying to beat Trainer Red, which is really good. All right, I'm gonna have to step a second away. Listening to 5 seconds of commercials and 5 million hours of ads about teeth and why you should get new ones. And we're back. Okay.
Get your new teeth, guys. Hey, guys, get your new teeth. Hey, Matt the Red. Hey, Matt the Red. I thought you said teeth commercials. Come on. Why? Not everybody needs teeth commercials. Okay, I think we're malfunctioning again. All right, back into it. So that's let's go Pikachu and let's go Eevee. So why is Eevee so special? Why do you say Eevee so special? How about Pikachu? Let's see. It may surprise you, but Eevee is not the new kid on the block. You might think she is. The furry critter first appeared on the top floor of the Celadon condominiums complex in the original releases. Yeah, it was exciting. You find it, you have to go all the way up the building, and then some lady girl gives it to you for, I don't know, exchange of something, I think. Eevee has a big fan following, not just because she's cute, but also because she had eight different evolutions and has some pretty fantastic moves. Singer Ariana Grande added a huge tattoo of Eevee to her upper arm in 2019. After boasting that she played Let's Go Eevee, yeah, you should too, for 15 hours straight. Other celebrity fans of the Pokemon franchise include Tyra Banks, Keke Palmer, Robert Downey Jr., Ed Sheeran, J Balvin, Jordan Sparks, Ellen DeGeneres, Katy Perry, and Hulk Hogan. Can't introduce Hulk Hogan without doing the whole thing. Too excited. Anyways, so right here is the photo. Why? Because of lighting. That's Ariana Grande right there. In case you don't know, that's Pika Pika and Katy Perry. That is, I don't know who. Someone in the back. J Balvin with Pika Pika. J Balvin with Pikachu. All right. Yeah, take a look. That's the characters right there. Neat, isn't it? All right, guys. That is Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. That's the beginning of the Switch era. As we adjust our shirt, adjust our mic. And adjust our Pikachu. Pikachu has a nice hat. I like Detective Pikachu. It's a good movie. You might think it's not. I don't know. Up to you, your opinion. Let's go. Sword and Shield. Very good game. Groundbreaking. In its own right, the sense of wonder endures. Let's show this. Ooh. Ooh, wow, look at that lighting there. Boom. Sense of wonder indoors. While some fans weren't happy about hundreds of monsters going missing in Pokemon Sword and Shield, Degeneration V-I-I-I games have enough new features to make up for it. By Stephen Pollack. Wait, do I need to go in and learn about Roman numerals right now so I can be reading a magazine to you guys? I think that's in order. It's amazing how well the brain trust at Pokemon developer Game Freak have been able to continually reinvent. How well the brain? Okay, I've been able to develop, I've been able to continually reinvent and improve upon previous releases. The Pokemon Sword and Shield games managed to do this by pulling some annoying long-term bugbears out of the design and jamming in some neat tweaks to make the whole experience more enjoyable. The fact that it all looks glorious and features a pantheon of creatively designed Pokemon is just icing on the cake for this generation V-I-I games released for the Switch in 2019. It's gonna get getting to the point of the Super Bowl, the numbers, the Roman numerals. Come on, stop with this. Just give me Give me American numbers, please. Please. Anyways, let's move forward. The most significant change in these offerings, no more grinding away with random battles, sapping all your time. Instead, Pokemon encounters can be controlled as you choose to engage or not with the critter while wandering the decidedly pretty new realm of Galar. Or Galar, a place inspired by the United Kingdom. Avoiding unwanted battles is easy, as you can see the Pokemon in on the landscape and keep away from them if you don't want meaningless man. Well, not really. Some Pokemon you can't even run out of. There's a Leopold, I think it's a leopard Pokemon. You cannot outrun it. Try to outrun a Leopold. You can't get a bike. You might be able to outdo Leopold. I can tell you that by getting attacked by Leopold a dozen times. All right, let's keep going. Even better, if you are one of those players looking to pick up a few bonus fights and perhaps level up in the process, you could venture into the newly created wild area, where random Pokemon are wandering about, ready to be put in the hurt locker. The wild area is also a perfect location if you want to add to your collection and need a few Pokemon to fill out your roster. Yeah. You start the adventure in the cute little village of Pulsewick. And your starting Pokemon are the peculiar trio of Mad Monkey Grookey, Mad Monkey, Floppy-Eared Scorbunny, and Stealthy Lizard-like Sobble. Well, Raboot, yeah. So, see some pictures up there of the Big Crow. The poltergeist and that guy. I'll tell you what their names are in a sec. The wild area can vary depending on the weather. From the top, Corviknight was the crow looking one, poltergeist was the teapot looking one, and Rotom was the electric one. Rotom on, yep, there we are. In the middle, the Pokemon photos were the okay. So there you go. These Pokemon, Corviknight, Poltergeist, and Rotom, Tauschutz is an electric poison type introduced in Generation VII. It can evolve into three forms depending on its nature. I didn't know that. I thought Tauschutz was fully evolved. Anyways, let's go back. Sword and Shield also make it easier to get about, as you can commander a flying Corviknight taxi or ride on bicycle to travel longer distances. Better still, the games make allowances for more experienced players. You can skip tutorial elements and even begin collecting a Pokemon before you meet Professor Magnolia to start your training. Yeah, I like that feature of the game. Tons of play customization options are also available, like automating your party's healing after a grueling duel. Plus, there are highlights like four trainer max raid battles against super-sized Dynamax Pokemon. These opponents are terrifying and require your very strongest attacks, as well as help from other online players. As a non-player character, assistance you are given can often fall short and can be blown away. Yeah, similar to Sword and Shield. You don't want to have sometimes, guys. Sorry, sometimes you're gonna have want to have to have your friends, especially for those big battles. All right, commercial break. Things about hearing aids, buy one get one free. Your host is hearing impaired. Yeah. All right. Animal Planet commercial showing elephants, and we're back. Thank you guys for pairing with me. I'm actually doing this episode, as you guys can see, ill. The thing is, what keeps me going.
is this. So thank you so much for listening. All right, so let's continue. All right, where are we at, fam? So you can battle against Dynamax Pokemon. These opponents are terrifying and require your very strongest attacks as well as help from other online players. The wild area might be a bit bland. It's mainly trees and grass, but the rest of Galar is stunning. You get to explore typically British architecture like soccer stadiums and August old buildings similar to the English Parliament. Oh, that's really cool. I didn't know about that. Amusingly, your main foes, Team Yell, could easily be confused with soccer hooligans too. Oh, wow. That's what that is. I never understood it, but that's really cool. The games just ooze personality. Some of the Pokemon you meet are delightfully silly. Check out the teacup-inspired porcelain-armored Sinistea, which evolves into the even more inspired Poltegeist. Seeing your Poltegeist double in size and perform a giant teapot attack is one of the funniest things in the game. It's pretty funny. Pokemon Sword and Shield deliver very balanced, amusing, and challenging games that newbies and longtime fans alike should enjoy. Yeah, they're very, very good. Packs of fun. Again, I would still say start from the earlier games because you will not enjoy the later ones as much as you would if you checked out the earlier ones. Also, earlier ones have things like you saw different things in there that you will not see in the later ones. All right, packs of fun. So we're gonna read this one. So very good. And then also Sword and Shield. If you played the trading card game at all this year, it was all based on this Switch game right there. Packs of fun. Fans were up in arms when it was announced that these games would not have all of the monsters to date, meaning that you couldn't really catch them all. Despite the Sword and Shield, we're still ahead selling 18 million copies worldwide. The Pokemon Company also made up for it somewhat in 2020 with the Isle of Armor. Yes, it did. I like the Isle of Armor and the Crown Tundra expansion packs, which introduced fighting type legendary Pokemon called Kubfu, Calyrex, and new regional forms for existing Pokemon. Yeah. So we have Isle of Armor on the top, which has 18 new moves. And Crown Tundra has 5 new legendary Pokemon. So we had the this is where we got the new Moltres, Articuno, and Zapdos. And also we got the Regis. Got the Regis in there. And then eventually eventually they added started adding raids. You go kind of like this feature where you battle a number of small raids and then you reach a big one. If you win them all, if you beat them all, then you just kind of you're limited on Pokemon that you choose. So that's really cool too. And you could get Pokemon like Kyurem and everything, yeah. So guys, that is the end of the Pokemon games as of Ultimate Guide to Pokemon. This guide came before the Scarlet and Violet. So that's that. I do have the new one talking about Scarlet and Violet. We will discuss it after this magazine episode, guys. So next episode, what we'll do is we'll be talking about the dark side of Pokemon. Then we will we might we actually we will go into chapter 3, Going Mobile. So that is gonna be about Pokemon Go. All right, guys. I will also in this month of February, I will be attending the Pokemon Go Festival in Las Vegas. So if you have gotten your tickets yet, it could be sold out already. I'm not sure, but check it out.
I will be there. I don't know what time or when, but I think I'll be there on a Sunday. So if you want to catch me, I'm there. So and say hi. And yeah. But what I'm gonna do is I think I just yeah, this is the correct code card. I'm gonna show this card again. Ooh, where are we? I'm just gonna read it, guys. Sorry, it's the lighting's off. 47D 6TPX QVH QMJ. Guys, thank you so much for listening and or watching on Master Red Charizard TCG Pokemon Podcast. I saw last week as we added the audio specific version of it, just for people who want to just listen to it in their vehicle. And we also have the video version of it, or people don't mind being able to want to watch. I appreciate it, guys. I saw more people watching the video than the audio, but I will still continue doing both versions. And we'll still, guys, you're gonna have to subscribe so you could watch the prior episodes. So the episode of last week no longer be available unless you subscribe. It's only $2 a month. Check it out. You might just want to subscribe it for this 1 month and listen to the episodes and then get off the subscription. So that's all up to you. Please, I would like to for you to support the podcast. Check out the prior episodes to see where we were and where we are today. There's been a lot of differences, a lot of things we did since the beginning, since the birth of our podcast in June, July, and to what it is today. Thank you guys, and I appreciate you. Much love. Have a wonderful rest of your day, rest of your evening, rest of your weekend, rest of your week, whatever, wherever you are. Much love. This is Master Red, and I'm out.